Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
This is a special report from ABC News, the presidential debate. I'm Sherry Preston. The day after their first debate in Philadelphia, all of the key players in the 2024 presidential race, including Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, are in New York. So is ABC's Aaron Katursky, commemorating 9/11.
President Biden, Harris, Trump, his running mate J.D. Vance are all here to mark 23 years since the September 11th attacks. And it makes the ceremony a temporary focal point of the campaign, but it is meant to be free of politics. There are no speeches, only the solemn recitation of names interrupted by the tolling of a bell.
Today marks 23 years since the terror attacks on 9/11. There are also commemorations today in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and at the Pentagon. This morning, we are learning more about the inflation picture. The consumer price index numbers are released by the government. Those numbers, along with jobs numbers, are going to be used by the Fed to decide how much to lower interest rates at its meeting later this month. This is ABC News. Investigators in Atlanta trying to figure out what went wrong at the airport. The wing of one Delta jet hitting the tail of another, almost knocking the tail clean off. No serious injuries reported. Music fans shocked by an announcement from a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer.
Foo Fighters founder and lead singer Dave Grohl says he cheated on his wife and fathered a daughter out of wedlock. In a bombshell post on Instagram, Grohl writes that he's recently become the father of a new baby daughter born outside his marriage, and he plans to be a loving and supportive parent to her. I love my wife and children, he continues, and I'm doing everything I can to regain their trust and earn their forgiveness. ABC News has verified that Grohl did indeed make the post himself. Grohl and his wife Jordan Blum were married in 2003. They have three daughters.
ABC's Jason Nathanson. And Sony unveiling what it hopes to be the next big thing in video games. The new console, the PS5 Pro, promises better graphics with some AI help. Pre-orders start later this month for $700. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. September 11th remembrances all over Wisconsin today. Flags are at half staff to honor all who died 23 years ago. Governor Evers is encouraging acts of service. Nearly 3,000 people died after terrorists hijacked four passenger planes and crashed them. Civic Media political editor Dan Schaefer says Vice President Kamala Harris won last night's debate.
On substance, on style, on so many different aspects. Kamala Harris had Donald Trump on his heels really from the very beginning, and he was never really able to recover. And it just felt like the same rambling Trump show that we've seen so many times over the last 8 or 9 years.
Schaefer says Harris's performance will make the most favorable impression on undecided voters who are just starting to pay attention to the race. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin State Patrol's September Law of the Month is child passenger safety to help families and caregivers keep their precious cargo out of harm's way. Wisconsin State Patrol Superintendent Tim Carnahan said, quote, making sure children are as secure as possible on the road should always be a top priority. That means buckling up every trip, selecting the right car or booster seat for the child's size and age, and ensuring it's installed correctly, end quote. When a car seat is installed and used correctly, safely, it can reduce the risk of death in a crash by as much as 71%, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The Wisconsin State Patrol is hosting open house events throughout the state in September and October. Certified car seat technicians will be on site at many of these events, offering car seat safety guidance. Visit the Wisconsin State Patrol's Facebook page for dates and location. And additional resources are available for parents on the Safe Kids Wisconsin and NHTSA websites, including frequently asked questions, car seat tips, and videos. I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Brewers start their road trip off with a win. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Milwaukee did just enough to get a 3-2 win over the San Francisco Giants on Tuesday. Game 2 in the series is tonight. It's the second game of a 6-game swing out west. Without quarterback Jordan Love available this week due to a sprained MCL, the Packers will go with Malik Willis, who they traded for this preseason. Willis played at the very end of the game with Philadelphia last week. Coach Matt LaFleur said they are getting Willis ready for Indianapolis on Sunday.
You got to play to your players' strengths, so it's our job to try to come up with whatever we come up with in order to put him in a position to be successful.
It'll be the Packers and the Colts this Sunday as each team tries for its first win. And on Saturday, one of college football's top programs comes to Madison. Wisconsin will play host to Alabama. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. This week, Civic Media stations have a full slate of high school football. Download the free Civic Media app and don't miss a snap this season. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
Attention, outdoor enthusiasts. J&A Service Marine and Power Sports is now open in their new location inside the former Suburban Furniture Building, Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. They service all marine and power sports backed by years of experience. Enjoy summer rentals including boats, wave runners, pontoons, ATVs, and UTVs. Explore their showroom stocked with EGL and BMS dirt bikes, scooters, VV electric bikes, plus Tail Youth ATV scooters and kids dirt bikes. Gear up with climb and fly performance gear and accessories. Watch for MiroCraft boat sales and service. Taking orders now. Open weekdays 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Weekends by appointment. Complimentary mounting and balance included with any tire purchase from J&A Services Marine and Power Sports. Now located at W7361, State Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. At its recent August meeting, the State Natural Resources Board accepted a new Wisconsin elk management plan. More details when we return.
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the Onyx Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, Onyx Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust Onyx Hunt.
Wisconsin has a new elk management plan that calls for new elk hunting regulations that could go into effect in 2025 with a new single season, new elk management areas, and agricultural damage abatement plans. The State Natural Resources Board approved the new 2024 to 2034 plan at its August meeting. As part of the new plan, it approved hunting regulations with a season from the Saturday nearest October 15th through the Sunday nearest December 15th. The new plan also calls for issuing specific elk permits in 14 new units. The DNR says it's been developing the new plan since 2018. Its main goal is to maintain a robust elk herd while minimizing elk conflicts. Some of the major changes in the plan include changing the name of the Clam Lake Elk Ranch to the Northern Elk Management Zone. It also changes the name of the Black River Elk Ranch to the Central Elk Management Zone. That Northern Elk Management Zone will increase by 7 square miles, and the Central Elk Management Zone will increase by 115 square miles. The NRB unanimously supported the plan. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
It is going to be sunny and warm and not really all that humid here for much of the upcoming week. Today, partly cloudy with a high in the low 80s. The wind will be out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
98Q Country.
the strip for 10 years in Vegas. And every night she looks in the mirror and she only ages. She's been reading about Nashville and all the records that everybody's buying. Says I'm a simple girl myself, grew up on Long Island. So she packs her bags to try her hand. Says this might be my last chance. She's gone country, look at them boots. She's gone country, back to her roots. She's gone country, a new kind of suit. She's gone country, here she comes. Well, the folk seems dead, but he's holding out in the village. He's been writing songs, speaking out against wealth and privilege. He says, I don't believe in money, but a man could make him a killing. 'Cause some of that stuff don't sound much different than Dylan. I hear down there, it's changed, you see. Well, they're not as backward as they used to be. He's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, yeah, he comes. To LA, but he's got a house in the valley. But the bills are piling up, and the pop scene just ain't on the rally. And he says, honey, I'm a serious composer, schooled in voice and composition. But with the crime and the smog these days, this ain't no place for children. Lord, it sounds so easy, it shouldn't take long. Be back in the money in no time at all. He's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, yeah, he comes.
Special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro. When I was a boy, just about the eighth grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out too late with the bad boys. Always shoot the pool. Giuseppe going to flunk a school. Boy, it making me sick. All the thing I gotta do. I can't get no kicks. I always got to follow rules. Boy, it making me sick. Just to make the lousy bucks, got to feel like a fool. And the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. That's my mama, can I remember? Big accordion solo. Star. Then they make a TV shows and the movies. Get myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want to change a thing. Still I dance and I sing. I think about the mama, she used to say, what's the matter you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's
it's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face. Mama, she said it all of the time. You, what's the matter, you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face.
That's my mom.
Hello, everybody. That's out there on the radio and the TV land. Did you know I had the big hit the song in Italy with it? This shut up for your face. I sing this song, all of my fans applaud, they clap their hands. But they're making me feel so good. You ought to learn that this song, it's a real simple. See, I sing, what's the matter you? You sing, hey. Then I sing the rest. And then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up for your face. Okay, let's try it really good. So bad, hey. It's a nicer place. I'll shut up in your face.
That's great. We can do the better this time. I bet. Hey,
what's the matter, you?
Hey,
got no respect.
Hey,
what do you think you do?
Hey,
why you look so sad?
Hey,
it's a not so bad.
Hey,
it's a nicer place. I'll shut up in your face.
Okay, one more time for Mama, everybody.
What's the matter?
All right. Good morning, 98Q Country. Time for some reality radio, 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app. I am here with Craig Keel. Got a collection or a correction, excuse me. I apparently need a couple of them from Kurt Mallow down there at Bader Sports Center. Craig is not Craig Bader. That is my fault. I misread the schedule for today. But I do have Craig from Bader Sports Center in Phillips next to Pick and Save, the best spot for just about everything you might need to go outdoors. How's it going this morning, Craig?
It's going good. Going good.
Excellent. We've got a beautiful day in the Northwoods. It's a little out of season given that seasons are starting. We were talking a minute ago about hunting seasons. Just about everything is on the horizon if it hasn't already just started today. What do we got? What do we got on the docket for this weekend and the coming days?
All right. Well, the big one is Saturday, the 14th. A lot of seasons open. The archery crossbow season opens up here. Grouse season opens up. Bear season is going on. Today the dogs can start running. Next Monday, the regular goose season opens, so it's busy time right now.
Even waterfowl are going to be picking up, so you'll be hearing those booms in the background as the sunrise happens if you're an early riser. And I'm sure you, like me, you and I were talking about the convoys of trucks with those plywood boxes in the back. It is dog day for the bear hunters. Good luck out there. What else is going on over at Bader's and Phillips?
Well, we've got a few things that we left on sale after our big two-week store-wide sale. We've got some lacrosse boots that are still on sale, not all varieties. Trail Crest camo and flannel clothing is on sale right now. Got a lot of neat stuff in there for the hunters and the non-hunters as well.
Yeah, you were mentioning that it wasn't just the camo clothing. You mentioned Trail Crest camo, but also flannels.
Mm-hmm.
I know I am vulnerable to that slightly beefier second layer that a lot of us put on and wear throughout the entire winter season. I've got one on this morning, my slightly extra layer. So I know Bader's is my source for things like Stormy Cromer gear. I know you guys are stocked in that this year. With room to add, I'm sure there will be some new designs coming later in the season. But you're already stocked, I noticed, in some of their main core Stormy Cromer gear. I mean, you might even have to get something for Toby here. You guys even have dog jackets down there.
Yes, we do. And we actually did a little remodeling in the store the last few days. So
we've
got the Stormy Cromer up on a big slat wall, so it's going to be easier for customers to come in and see what we actually have there. A lot of new hats came in for men and women. And like you said, stormy for dogs.
Yeah, we got Toby in the studio today, so apologies if you hear a little bark here and there, especially with so many people coming in for reality radio. I've noticed you guys carry the 7 7/8 that my large head requires in Stormy Cromer. Maybe not in every single colorway, but those of us with heads this large understand that it's not reasonable to carry every single colorway in size huge, but if you are somebody who needs a slightly larger hat size and you like your Stormy Cromers, I can vouch for it. Stop at Bader's. They've got a couple designs and a couple really good ones, too. They don't just have black and gray and blue and that's it. No, I had a couple plaids to choose from, and if you are in that normal range, holy cow, you guys have designs on designs, and that's just from one brand. Not maybe one of the discounted brands, but I did maybe see every once in a while, if you've got like a discounted pattern there remaining on the rack, you guys are pretty awesome about that.
Yep, we have a few things that Stormy has discontinued, color patterns or even a style of jacket that we do have on sale right now, 30% off, so it's great stuff, and you can get it at a great price.
And that kind of stuff, though, is while supplies last, correct? That's not going to be expected to be restocked at those discounted prices. So get in there, I'd say ASAP. Like we were mentioning earlier, I'm a firm believer in the idea of buy something slightly out of season. We've got a warm, weird week coming. It's going to be one of those last warm, weird weeks, which is the perfect time to buy slightly ahead of your needs for that cold weather coming. Camo flannel from Trailcrest. What else were we talking about? You mentioned deer corn and apples, even. The baiting situation, kind of tenuous in the Northwoods with things changing by the year, but right now in Price County is A-okay, correct?
Right. Last year, it was, I believe, the end of September that the DNR canceled or prohibited baiting for deer in Sawyer, Rusk, Washburn, and Burnett County, I believe. So, I mean, it's still kind of up in the air, but right now, Price County, we can still put bait out. There are restrictions on how much you can put out, but it's still legal.
So the official word right now, keeping an eye on it, and we'll probably update you. I reckon we'll probably end up talking about that on reality radio, and if and when any changes do come, because it matters a lot. It's one of those things that it's either nothing or it is the main topic happening. Frankly, if that's the main thing happening in hunting news, that might even be a good sign, given the hunting scene over the last few years and the count numbers and the... Don't want to use the W word or anything like that. Speaking of hunting seasons, you mentioned that the ammo and the guns are well-stocked, long guns, pistols. You guys have it all over there at Bader's, correct?
Right. And if somebody's looking for an early Christmas present for themselves and they're a hunter, we got you stocked. And if we don't have it on the rack or on the shelf, we can order it for you. Ammo is getting a lot better than it was. There are still some calibers, some offbeat calibers, I call them, still very difficult to get. I wish I had better news on the pricing situation for the hunters, but at least the availability is there. So
yeah, prices of everything have been rising, whether that's inflation or just a little bit of excellent profit management from certain companies. Well, that will leave the economists to debate that. But yeah, plan to bring a couple extra C-notes if you're stocking up on ammo, but plan to find what you're looking for. You guys are well stocked.
Right, and like I said, if we don't have it in stock, chances are very good we can get it ordered for you. Usually it's about a week turnaround time or less.
Craig is really good at catching me looking at especially the handgun display cases. One thing that you've made very clear to me without ever saying it out loud is that you enjoy talking, looking, and learning, knowing about firearms. It's kind of a fun, they're a tool, there's so much variety, there's a lot of interest to be had, and you, I think, are probably one of the more interested people I know. So I know when I'm finally ready to, and forgive the pun, but I'm going to go there, when I'm ready to pull the trigger, I know where I'm going to go, and I'm going to go to you right over at Bader's.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, no worries at all. Well, did you have anything else you wanted to chat with me about? I know you're the conversation around the water cooler type all the time.
Well, no, not really. Come on down. If you haven't been in, please do stop in. I know we get a lot of out-of-area hunters up here this time of year, especially with the grouse season coming up. We get a lot of out-of-staters coming up, so... if anybody's up here already, please stop in. We'd be happy to talk to you and help you get you set up so your hunt's successful.
Perfect. We're between seasons right now. The fall that's coming doesn't know whether it's ready yet. The summer doesn't know whether it's ready to leave. All of this means late summer fishing, early season hunting apparel, all things that are perfect time to buy. And the perfect spot is Bader Sports Center next to Pick and Save in Phillips. We talk to Craig every week here on Reality Radio. Thank you so much for coming in this morning, Craig.
My pleasure.
Excellent. I've got Zach Brownband coming up next on 98Q Country with Homegrown. We may be hearing from the athletic director from Schwamigan, Darren Patterson. One way or the other, we'll hear from Scott Schultz at the YMCA at 8:45. All this and more, 98Q Country.
Country.
Well, you know those times when you feel like there's a sign there on your back. Says I don't mind if you kick me, seems like everybody has. Things go from bad to worse, you think they can't get worse than that, and then they do. You step off the straight and narrow and you don't know where you are. Use the needle of your compass to sew up your broken heart. Ask directions from a genie in a bottle of Jim Beam and she lies to you. That's when you learn the truth. If you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out, for the devil even knows you're there. Well, I've been deep down in that darkness, I've been down to my last match, filled 100 different demons, breathing fire down my back. And I knew that if I stumbled, I'd fall right into the trap that they were laying. Yeah. But the good news is there's angels everywhere out on the street, holding out a hand to pull you back up on your feet. The ones that you've been dragging for so long, you're on your knees, you might as well be praying. Guess what I'm saying? If you're going through hell, slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out, for the devil even knows you're there. Yeah, if you're going through hell, keep on moving, face that fire, walk right through it, you might get out, for the devil even knows you're there. Woo.
Dollar to that old cotton crop farmer. They knocked on his screen door and he said, Lord, what you need, boys? And they said, you know, all the others went and cashed out. We got the subdivision all mapped out. It'll sit right here on this land, and you could leave town a rich man. And he said, boys, whatever you're offering, it won't be enough. 'Cause I got a little girl that used to swing right there. I still see her pink bow in her brown hair. She's in the big city, but she still calls home. What's she gonna do if she comes back and we're gone? And over there under that white oak tree, beneath the cross is where my best buddy's buried. Lasted 13 hunting seasons running strong. Keep your money, 'cause a man can't leave his dog. And over there's where I got down on one knee. You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap. One man smiled and he kind of looked away. The other said, before we go, I gotta know one thing. Between the droughts and the floods through all the years, what in the world got you through? How the hell'd you get here? And he said, that little girl that used to swing right there, I still see her pink bow in her brown hair. Running up after one of them long days, her big smile making hunting seasons freezing in a John boat.
me and him, double barrel in a two-stroke. And that woman that said yes, when I got down on one knee. You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap. Now it ain't something you fall into, it's something God gives you and you hold on to. Just like that, the little girl used to swing right there. I still see her pink bow and her brown hair. She's in the big city now, but she still calls home. She's coming back next week, and man, it's been too long. And over there under that white oak tree, beside the cross where my best buddy's buried, lays a puppy posted up in the shade. That woman never could turn away astray. I guess that's why she said yes when I got down on one knee. Is all this is here? Why the hell would I ever leave? You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap.
Dirt Cheap, that's Cody Johnson here on 98Q Country. It does not look like we'll be hearing from the athletic director of the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles, but I'm guessing we'll probably get some sports updates, and certainly throughout the week we'll bring you some updates on scores. We've got more sports happening locally throughout the week here. We're going to keep going with the music. Scott Schultz with the YMCA should be in at about 7:45, so we'll continue then with Reality Radio. In the meantime, I've got some Brooks and Dunn for you. Here's Lost and Found, 98Q Country and WCQM.
I lost her trail on a Friday night. She was gone before I got home. She'd been getting restless in that big house all alone. And I've been up and down these city streets for three nights in a row. And Lord, it's hard. Her cars are waiting right outside. But I don't want to think about who's taking her for a ride. And her unpredictability is what I love about her best. But I got to find her quick before she does something I'll regret. It's kind of like a lost border town. You're asking about a diamond ring. They just look at you like you've lost your mind. Say they haven't seen a thing. But I know she's been here lately. I can still smell her perfume. Yeah, she gets crazy on a fool. Lost and found in a border town. Asking about it.
98Q Country.
This is a special report from ABC News. The presidential debate, I'm Sherry Preston. The day after their first debate in Philadelphia, all of the key players in the 2024 presidential race, including Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, are in New York. So is ABC's Aaron Katursky, commemorating 9/11.
President Biden, Harris, Trump, his running mate J.D. Vance are all here to mark 23 years since the September 11th attacks. And it makes the ceremony a temporary focal point of the campaign. But it is meant to be free of politics. There are no speeches, only the solemn recitation of names interrupted by the tolling of a bell.
Today marks 23 years since the terror attacks on 9/11. There are also commemorations today in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and at the Pentagon. This morning, we are learning more about the inflation picture. The consumer price index numbers are released by the government. Those numbers, along with jobs numbers, are going to be used by the Fed to decide how much to lower interest rates at its meeting later this month. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. September 11th remembrances all over Wisconsin today. Flags are at half staff to honor all who died 23 years ago. Governor Evers is encouraging acts of service. Nearly 3,000 people died after terrorists hijacked 4 passenger planes and crashed them. Civic Media political editor Dan Schaefer says Vice President Kamala Harris won last night's debate.
On substance, on style, on so many different aspects. Kamala Harris had Donald Trump on his heels really from the very beginning, and he was never really able to recover. And it just felt like the same rambling Trump show that we've seen so many times over the last 8 or 9 years.
Schaefer says Harris's performance will make the most favorable impression on undecided voters who are just starting to pay attention to the race. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermé, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. This Saturday from 12 to 4 at the Fifield Fire Hall, the Friends of the Fifield Firefighters are holding an exciting fire prevention and fire safety event for kids. You can bring the kids for a day of crafts, games, and insightful conversations with their dedicated fire department team. Lunch will be provided by the department, so come with an appetite and don't miss this chance to have fun and learn with your family. The Friends of the Fifield Firefighters have a Facebook event that you can join to let them know that you will be attending. Again, this is this Saturday from 12 to 4 at the Fifield Fire Hall for a fire prevention and fire safety event with lunch provided. I'm Austin Bermé, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Brewers start the road trip off with a win. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Milwaukee did just enough to get a 3-2 win over the San Francisco Giants on Tuesday. Game 2 in the series is tonight. It's the second game of a 6-game swing out west. Without quarterback Jordan Love available this week due to a sprained MCL, the Packers will go with Malik Willis, who they traded for this preseason. Willis played at the very end of the game with Philadelphia last week. Coach Matt LaFleur said they are getting Willis ready for Indianapolis on Sunday.
You got to play to your players' strengths, so it's our job to try to come up with whatever we come up with in order to put him in a position to be successful.
It'll be the Packers and the Colts this Sunday as each team tries for its first win. And on Saturday, one of college football's top programs comes to Madison. Wisconsin will play host to Alabama. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. This week, Civic Media stations have a full slate of high school football. Download the free Civic Media app and don't miss a snap this season. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
All right, twice an hour news and sports every hour here on 98Q Country throughout the morning. Greg Gunderson here covering for Joel through the week. Well, not through the weekend, but up until the weekend. I'm going home and staying home this weekend, but I'm not alone in the studio. I've got Scott from the YMCA in town. How's it going today, good sir?
It's going well. Thanks for having me, Greg.
Of course, of course. So what are the updates? What's the haps? How's the construction going? What's the news?
Well, the Y, as you can, if anybody's driven by the Y recently, you can tell that construction is wildly underway right now. just in the last week, since September 3rd, I believe it was, we started with the upkeep, moving all that structural steel up for our wellness center. So that's where, if you're a member of the Y and you come in through those front doors on the west side there, you're going to be going right into that wellness center. So that's where all of your cardio equipment is going to be, your strength equipment. So that very large structure that's going up right now, that's going to house all of that equipment. And then on the interior, which nobody can see right now, that's where all of the framing has gone up for all of the classrooms, for the youth classrooms, for the daycare, as well as the framing for the the multi-purpose room group exercise studio. So we're making a lot of headway in there. In fact, I think all of the framing was completed as of yesterday.
Oh, wow. And okay.
Yeah. So they are moving along. They are on pace, to the day on pace for where we want to open. So that doesn't happen often in construction, but that Myron has been terrific to work with, and they are cruising at a great pace right now.
Not just construction crews, but I think every project manager is staring at their radio with wide eyes right now, like, how? And now you've said it out loud, though, so let's cross our fingers and hope that there's no weird rain system or something like that. But no, it sounds like you're past, or at least almost past, the bare lumber and maybe the hanging plastic phase and ready to start really adding life to that building.
Absolutely. So we're going to start seeing the exterior work with some of the masonry going up in the next couple of weeks. The windows are going to be going in. We'll actually start seeing drywall and the interior start to go up in a few weeks. And then that west side back parking lot will get tore up and redone in October. So we're on pace to have the exterior done before the snow flies.
Well, forgive me, what is the final go live, no more work need be done date that we're aiming for right now?
So right now we're looking at April 3rd as our construction completion date, with right around April 15th as an open date. So they'll finish out their construction. We'll furnish out the inside for a week and a half to 2 weeks, and then we're going to be open to the public from there.
So April, that's just shy of 6 months away. But at the same time, if you snap your fingers once or twice, it's going to be April, like right now. All that snow will have started to melt already, and you guys will have to barricade the doors to keep the Northwoods community out. But that's a good problem to have.
Absolutely.
I think that's going to be an awesome addition to have. Anything exciting happening on the horizon? Any particular major milestones that we can expect, or accessibility, or is it just keeping the nose down, keep grinding until April right now?
So we've got three things that are coming up right now. So in probably October, possibly early November, you'll see some of our exterior signage go up. So we've partnered with Signature Signs in Butternut, working with Glenn Wagner. He's been terrific to work with, and they're going to do the exterior signage for our Y. So you'll see the illuminated Flambeau River YMCA on the sides of the building. And then that's one major one coming up. And then right now we're looking at, with Myron Construction, having a community day where we invite the community to come in and kind of check out the progress. Come and see the interior that you can't see from the outside. So we'll clean up the construction site so folks can come in a safe and friendly environment. And so we're just looking at a date right now, which we'll get out once we have that solidified.
TBD for the moment.
TBD, but it'll be early October.
Okay, excellent.
So we know that much. And then the last one is we've started hiring. So we've started putting together some of our leadership teams. So right now we have we just announced it last week, our program coordinator position. So that position will be overseeing our youth programs and our group exercise classes, kind of building them from the ground up and making it their own. And that's one major piece. That person will be really the other than myself, the first leadership member coming into the Y. And we've also started hiring our youth sports instructors, and we're working with the school district on a space to hopefully have some dance programs this winter.
I don't know why. I mean, we've been watching this project for a while now, but this description of it, this is the moment where it crystallizes that this is real. This is happening. There's going to be a whole YMCA facility in Park Falls.
It's insane, but it's really exciting.
That's awesome. Well, if anybody perhaps is interested in those open positions, is there a spot they can apply online or anything like that?
Yep. So everything is on Indeed, Indeed.com, and we've also put it on, we're working on getting it onto our website. But if anybody has any questions, feel free to reach out to me directly, and I'll send it directly to you. My phone number is 715-499-3763, and I'll be able to get you the information directly if you can't find it online or have any questions.
All right. Well, anything else that we should be aware of about the wire? Is it? I'm excited. I know I've got enough already. If you give me any more, I might just kind of have to take a break, because that's awesome. I've been excited to have a wire. Now it's almost here.
It's almost here, and I think that, you know, the closer we get, the more exciting it gets. We just opened up a program office at the school, so the school district was gracious enough to give us an office, so we can work directly with the kids that we're serving. So we have the 21C grant program with the school district, and so now our staff have a place for all of their things that the kids need for the program. So it doesn't have to be out throughout the day. They have the program office for it. I'm able to go there and meet with the kids and share some of our program ideas and interact with families and make those face-to-face connections. So it's real and it's coming.
That's, well, yeah, 6 months might as well be the last 6 yards to get a touchdown across the goal line. We'll have that touchdown in April as currently planned. April 3rd, you said?
April 3rd construction, yeah.
All right. October, November, we've got some signage going up. We can look forward to the community day in early October, TBD on the date, and hiring currently through Indeed, all at the local YMCA. We have a local YMCA. Congratulations. Happy birthday, Northwoods. It's coming to town. Get a hold of Scott directly, 715-499-3763 for any questions about the construction, or they can get in contact with you for hiring too. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Or find those listings on Indeed. Scott, thank you so much for being in, talking about the local Y today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Of course. We'll see you next week, Scott, in, well, maybe not, will we have you next week?
Next month.
So, next month. Yep. Forgive me. I'm going to tone down the caffeine. We're going to tone back up on the country music. We'll hear from Kelly Meredith before too long. She's the next guest on Reality Radio. You're listening to 98Q Country.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We're all about good people with good hearts delivering great care. It's what we do. It's who we are. And it's everything we believe in. So no matter what life is throwing at you or your community, you can count on Aspirus to be here for you. For good. Look to Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Travel back in time and experience the magic of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Journey through a world of armored knights, joking jesters, and enchanting fair maidens. Every weekend, August 17th through September 29th, thrill to live combat jousting, feasting on turkey legs, and shopping hundreds of unique artisans. Bring the whole family for unforgettable fun. Get your discounted tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Find your magic at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated. And you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all of that. We find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F-word. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Let's talk about your next vehicle with Pete from Wheelway in Fifield, because we have a big event coming, Pete. September 17th to the 23rd, you're bringing all the cars back to Wheelway, right?
We're bringing them all up. Our year-end fall savings event. All of your vehicles will be marked down, thousands of dollars price to sell. Payments as low as $199 per month.
Check out the flyer. It's got all kinds of information on the sale that they got. And if they bring that flyer in, Pete, that could be worth how much?
Hey, you never know. You might be the $20,000 winner. But if there's somebody else that's guaranteed out of $40,000, that's better odds than the lottery. It's a guaranteed $20,000 plus many other prizes you can win on there.
Grab that flyer, bring it in, check out all the vehicles.
Absolutely. We're going to have trucks, cars, SUVs, minivans. I know it's hard to talk about, but winter's coming up around the corner. You want to have a roadworthy, reliable vehicle. And we have every make and model up there in Fifield on 17th to the 23rd of September.
If they have any questions, Pete, about the big event, they can always give you guys a call there, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call, 762-2467. The number again is 762 762- 2467.
Give your home a beautiful makeover with help from Menards. Update your room with flooring from Tarkett. From easy-to-install sheet vinyl, waterproof vinyl plank, to durable laminate flooring, Tarkett has the perfect style for you. Tidal Wave laminate flooring with its beautiful, realistic hardwood design is waterproof, making it the ideal choice for active households. Stop in today to shop our wide selection of Tarkett flooring options or visit Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Sometimes life's challenges leave you feeling alone. We all need someone who understands and listens without judgment. That's what the 988 Wisconsin Lifeline is for. 988 is free and confidential. Trained counselors are ready to listen and provide support 24/7 for mental health and substance use concerns. You can contact 988 for yourself or for someone you know. Don't wait. Call or text 988 or chat online at 988wisconsin.org. 988 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you.
Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
It is going to be sunny and warm and not really all that humid here for much of the upcoming week. Today, partly cloudy with a high in the low 80s. The wind will be out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 56.
98Q Country.
Packed y'all up and moved you to the south. Back to U-Haul, across a one-tree yard to a tin-roof shotgun house. You didn't know nobody, didn't talk too much. Had a rocking little body with a Yankee strut. A little shy side, a little wild side. With the long blonde hair all pulled up. You got in with some Southern bells. Cut your jeans off with a rebel yell. Learned the talk of the Bible Belt. Now, girl, I knelt in you. M-O-V-E. I love it, yeah, I love it when you get that beat. Boots on, stomp your feet. It's like you've been waiting all week to move like you do. All sexy and smooth like you love to. Oh, girl, look at you. Legs and your hips. Live oak moonlit. When that song hits, damn, you turn it loose. Stars of the southern sky. It's like there's something in the air that turns you wild when a country song is way up loud and the sun goes down. Right about then you lock eyes on me. You got me where you want me, where I want to be. All up in the middle of your left and right, your side to side. Yeah, you're right on time when you M-O-V-E. I love it, yeah, I love it when you get that beat. Boots on, stomp your feet. It's like you've been waiting all week to move like you do. All sexy and smooth like you love to. Oh, girl, look at you. Legs and your hips. Live old moonlit. When that song hits, damn, you turn it loose. Stars of the southern sky. Buzz of the fire and ice. DJ plays that throwback to you. And I I love the way you love the way you feel the beat. C-O-M-E. Come on, I wanna see you move like you do. Sexy and smooth like you love to. Girl, just look at you. Legs and your hips. Live old moonlit. When that song hits, damn, you turn it loose. Stars of the southern sky. Buzz of the fire. Back tunes, I want.
Radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
This is a special report from ABC News. The presidential debate, I'm Sherry Preston. The morning after Kamala Harris and Donald Trump debated in Philadelphia.
Muriel Abad.
Marie Rose Abad.
Andrew.
The reading of names.